$4.59.
Okay, it's close enough to call it, almost.
Okay, so we're going to call this meeting to order, 6 o'clock, Monday, July 23rd, 2018. We were in the previous court building. Can we call to order, Danielle?
Ken?
Here.
Roy?
Here.
Joe?
Yes.
And can we stand and pledge allegiance to the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, I logged out.
Can I get a motion to approve the agenda as written?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Danielle?
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
We do, let's see. Okay. We have no no agenda related public comments tonight. We're going to move on to number four, old business interim port manager employment agreement. I've talked with Kathy today. She does not wish to discuss her contract in executive session. She wishes to discuss it in public. And I agreed with her, so we're gonna let Kathy talk about her contract, and then if any decisions are to be made, we can do that tonight as well. So,
one moment. Martha has just called in.
Hello.
Okay, we're gonna move you closer to the speaker. Can you all say?
Hello, Martha.
Yep.
Hello.
I'm here, Martha. Joe.
Ken.
Excellent.
Could you hear all three of them?
I could.
Okay, great. Okay, so we've just started about my contract.
Okay.
And Roy's the only one that's familiar with the contract in the past, but you've all had a chance to read it two or three times, and it's for 6 months. It would be the same contract that you've been given. It would just be renewed for up to another 6 months. And the way I remember the contract, it says if the port asks me to leave, I'm gone. And if I ask to leave, I'm gone. And there's no foul, no penalties, no... Martha, do you have anything more to add about my contract?
No, that was just the only comment I had last time, and I just reiterate it because it seemed as though there was possibly some concern of, well, would we need an interim for another 6 months, but we are not locked into 6 months with this contract.
Do you guys have any questions of Martha?
Joe?
No.
No,
I don't either.
The three commissioners have no questions about your statement, Martha.
I have one comment.
Okay.
Ken Range has a comment.
Your contract, so they know, is for 20 hours.
Correct. A week. At $3,000 a month, assuming I get my full 80 hours in.
So, can I get a motion to approve Kathy Lenny Hall's contract for up to another 6 months as written?
Go ahead, Ken.
I'll make a motion to approve Kathy's contract for another 6 months.
And I'll second it.
Danielle?
Ken?
Yes.
Joe, or Roy?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. All you've done. New business, signature approval on bank accounts.
I gotta do that tomorrow.
So I think what the office is asking, Kathy can reaffirm that they're asking each one of us to go to which bank, Kathy, and sign the new signature cards.
Okay, what we found out is that Rogue Credit Union has a savings account for us, and the credit card that the port uses is tied into this particular account. And so what we found out last week is that the only people on the account right now are Sue Gold, Jim Rolford, Ted Freeman, myself, and Roy Davis. Dates back a long ways. And that account is number 306. So what we're asking is that the new commissioners, Joe Spear, Wesley Ferricelli, Roy Davis, Richard Heap, and Ken Range be authorized signers on that same account. We are also asking that financial officer Kim Boom be authorized as primary contact with Rogue Credit Union.
Okay, any questions, Joe?
Nope.
Any questions, Ken?
No.
So to the best of my limited education, you could make a motion to pass all three items in one motion.
Right, we have to do that, so that would be done.
Instead of doing one at a time.
Right. Okay, so can I get a motion on new business on the signature approval on bank accounts? Can I get a motion for that, please?
I can't make that motion. I'll motion it.
Okay, can I get a second?
Second.
Danielle?
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Okay, non-agenda related public comments. We have one tonight, Ms. Connie Hunter. And her subject is on the Green Building.
Yeah.
Connie, you just be comfortable however you like.
long day. Anyway, thank you for letting me speak tonight. The last time I attempted to speak here, I was denied that opportunity because of the time that was late. So thank you for that. And I want to talk about the Green Building. Once upon a time, our veterans groups came together and with the support of the Port Commission to try and put together the Green Building to support veterans programs and the needs of veterans in the community. And in the process of doing this, we actually wrote out three different business plans to see which would be the best and most likely to succeed at that Port of Brookings Harbor Green Building. And the three that we came up with were a business model, which basically would have been having an anchor business provide the sustainability funding through rent, and then some connections with the college. Dean Leslie Balsinger passed away, so some of those connections have been lost. However, we have connected with the new dean. Social services hub model, that would be the ORCA and the homeless coalition type groups coming together in co-location. The research that we did through community asset mapping and working with the VA, we came up with two problems with putting together a social services hub alone at the port. It's harder to sustain the funding just under those circumstances. But also whatever problems that you have with transients and transients, the social service hub already exists, so we don't have to create that. So it's not something that the veterans community needs right now. We put those together. I actually sit on Curry Community Health Mental Health Advisory Board as their vice president, so I'm real aware of the issues around the homeless coalition. In fact, the reason that we have the homeless coalition was I put together three town halls, one in each city, and brought that coalition together. So it's not that I'm trying not to serve the least of these in our community. I'm just trying to say the best place to serve them would probably be in the city of Brookings, where they're already in existence as a hub, as co-located programs. I do sit on the board of the food bank, and we did try and make it work with the food bank and co-located programs there. It just, I don't think, is a good mix for the port, especially if the biggest concern that you want for the port is economic development and bringing business to the area. Bringing a social service hub brings people that have issues and transient problems. So I hope you take the time to read the article in the newspaper. Simply put, the Port Commission must decide if they would like to create a venue of vitality, commerce, community, and tourist engagement, or a social services hub. If you do the Veterans Memorial Arts and Culture and Commerce model, which would include meeting space and multi-purpose rooms and event center for veterans groups too, and that was one thing that we want to make sure that we never lose in our foresight and our vision about that green building. But we could also have, along with that, really an event center, performing arts and gallery space, which would be a micro business incubator for anybody that has a small business that's arts, crafts, those kinds of things. The Chamber of Commerce is willing to come in. And one of the things that happened in this process when the Port Commission was crazy out of control was that the county also got rid of their economic development department, which meant when we're looking at putting together potential funders that we had to figure out what piece of the puzzle could we have in place of the county being there. Well, the county outsourced their economic development to South Coast Development Council. I have met with them. I've met with Samba, their executive director, and I go in almost three times a week and meet with Judy Mae Lopez, who is doing the work for the South Coast Development Council in tandem with the chamber. And they are excited to be included in a possibility. And we were told that South Coast Development Council, which is responsible, as you know, for some big projects right here in the port, said whatever we can do for this green building in terms of supporting your grant writing efforts, supporting oversight from an executive administrative level, they would gladly do that. So the Chamber of Commerce has new blood and new leadership. I have spent many hours with them, and I'm assured that they're going to do better this year because I helped them develop their whole plan for fundraising. So I know where the money is for them, too. My point is, what do we want to create at that green building? We have put literally thousands of hours, lost two of our work group who passed away in the interim, and our veterans have put up with things like a port commissioner going down to a sponsee program and bullying at an anonymous group right there. And one of my veterans coming up to me and saying, you know what, I'm afraid to be on that work group. Well, that situation's taken care of. Our veterans are still wanting to come together. And I think the biggest piece of the puzzle is the Port Commission must decide what they want from that green building. If it's economic development, we have the plan, we put it together, it's been around for years, and we've been improving on it and staying up to date, including going to USDA rural development workshops and things like that. We're not behind the eight ball on any of this. We're still up to snuff. We still have our recipe of funding partners, and we just want a go ahead from the port and the opportunities to do business the way the port should do business and have the opportunity to do simple things like have workshops and be on the agenda when we inquire and ask to be, which we were so mistreated by previous port managers.
Yeah, we apologize to you for that, Connie. I'm going to cut you down right now, though. If you ever want to speak more than the 5-minute public, please get a hold of Kathy Lindley or myself. We'll get you on the agenda, Connie, and we'll give you up to a half hour for a presentation. So if you apologize for how you were treated. Absolutely. Anybody and everybody who spills this out, if they're a few minutes late, they will speak. They will get the opportunity to speak. The other thing I want to mention, Connie, is there was a lot of craziness for almost a year, 11 months. It was just totally out of control. Focus was lost on the port and the green building and many, many other projects, including one of our primary fishing unloading docks, our docks in general for the sport basin, the pilot projects were all dropped for other things. Okay. So, thinking back about when you were coming to the meetings fairly regular, I know you had some trying times in your life back about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, family, Arizona, you were back and forth, you were out of town a lot. What I'm thinking, Connie, and I'm speaking for myself because I'm the only one that's sitting here on the board tonight that was on the board when back when you were coming about the new building. I'm not sure, you know, I think the board, you know, could come up with a word what they want for the green building. I don't think that would be too hard to, but that's, I don't believe that that's up to the port board to decide solely. You said it here, if you build it, they will come. And that's like sending out, if you want to have a party, send out an invitation, they'll come, right? Okay. So what I would suggest is kind of a start all over from Connie Hunter and the veterans, so that these new commissioners, our new interim manager, we have some new staff now. If Connie Hunter would kind of like start all over with this presentation that I'm inviting you to do, and don't let up, Connie. Don't.
I won't.
I mean, we broke apart this last time because of craziness, okay? Please, if you start it, don't let no gaps get in there for yourself, okay? Come hard, come fast. Get something to the board so that the board gets interested in listening to you, wanting to get on your team, and wanting to develop that. If it's just a 30-minute presentation every month for 2 years, it's not. The board is going to lose interest.
And the hard part was a real simple thing. Yeah. We couldn't get your former port manager to allow us a workshop. And without a workshop, which is actually sitting down and saying A, B, C, and D, and then, of course, when county, I saw County Commissioner Kirk Boyce walk in, when they took away economic development, that meant we had to reinvent that piece of the puzzle. Right. So we were kind of being tossed around between the problems at the port. And the last time that I came and made a presentation, you weren't here, and Commissioner Manning wasn't here, and it was Sue Gold and two other commissioners. And I was told, if you don't have $1.2 million to fix that building, we don't even want to talk to you, from one of those port commissioners, who was actually in a conflict of interest in saying that to me because he was my landlord, so he should have. Right. But that was the attitude, and our port manager said, tear it down, and we were so brutally mistreated until we had an economic development piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
With the county and South Coast Development Council, we couldn't have moved on it anyway.
Okay.
Can I ask her two
questions? Absolutely. Absolutely.
The picture you show on this, what building is that?
There's a facility in Arizona, and it's pronounced CARE, but it's spelled K-E-R-R, Cultural Center. The exact floor plan for this performance venue, which is actually a multi-purpose room, fits, but it also would allow for, of course, the office space and so forth up above, but also a gallery for art and a small...
Okay. What's the seating capacity?
You know what? It's right around 250 people, I believe, but I have the specs, and we actually...
Okay, save that for your next presentation, but the other... question I have right now in this piece of paper here, you have, if social services hub stays in Brookings, there is sufficient law enforcement to handle the problems. When was that? What year was that?
That was in May of 2018. If you'll see the article in the newspaper that I included there, it talks about the transient problems with the city.
Was that statement approved by the sheriff?
What I know is I go to all the Board of Commissioners meetings. I know the shortcomings of the Sheriff's Department not having enough people on patrol,
right,
in
so
general.
That's why I'm going there with this question.
Yeah, exactly right. So, okay. But I stay involved in county politics and am very aware of the short staff sheriff's
department. So when you come back again with your presentation, I would like to see something from the law enforcement says they support whatever it is we're doing, or that you want to do.
Okay. I'm sure the sheriff's department would be excited to give me that kind of
okay.
note.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the moment, they have a hard time taking care of the entire county, let alone, you know, one specific high-density population on an event. So I'm just like to know if they agree with that statement.
And I'm sure that they will. And just so you know, one of the things that happened was they had a Travel Oregon presentation, and they're bringing more and more people to our area, and we don't have enough road patrol. So I reached out to the director of Travel Oregon and said, hey, that's creating liability down here for our sheriff's department. And they came up with 4 new road patrols and an unmarked car because of that kind of advocacy from the Oregon State Police.
Okay, you've answered my questions. We'll
okay.
save
so,
for the next event.
I'll fill in that gap for you.
Okay,
how's that?
I'd appreciate that.
Thank you.
Drew, do you have any questions for Connie? Kathy?
Anyway, thank you all for your time, and I will get on the agenda. I wanted to drop these things off to initiate the conversation. Didn't realize I could make public comments, but you know me, I won't pass up.
Right, and it's good to see you back on scene, Connie.
It's good to be back, and it's good to see you with the support that you finally need and deserve.
Yeah, we've got a great board now. Manager at the helm for at least another 6 months. I think the time is really good for
up to 6 months.
You know, I think we've got a really good opportunity.
Anyway,
but remember, you only have this board, the manager up to 6 months, and this board you see, you only have it up until May. We all have to run again in May, all 5 of us.
Okay.
So now's a great time to get some things moving forward.
Okay.
So
we'll put more pieces together as long as I know I have the listening ear again.
Right. And workshops, I'm sure that if you want to hold a workshop, if you call Kathy at the office and, you know, she gets a message to me or the board that Connie wants a workshop, I'm sure that we can probably get that on a calendar date.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the new blood
and
the
thank
new
you,
energy.
Connie. And hello to Skip back there, too. We see you. So with that, we're going to go in. First of all, I'd like to make mention, I believe it was Ken at our last meeting brought it to our attention that we should move the executive session to the very last part of our meetings from now on, so that when we can have the meeting, the public can come, hear everything that we got to say for the whole meeting, and then we'll go into executive session. And if you want to wait, you're going to maybe hear a decision made after executive session, because no decisions can be made during executive session, or you just might hear meeting adjourned, so you're going to be upset because we just adjourned and you waited all the time. But you're going to hear one of two things, a decision or a meeting adjourned. So with that being said, we're going to ask the public to excuse themselves. The only people that will be allowed to stay are the news media, and we'll have Kathy ask Martha if she would like the manager, Kathy Lindley, and staff, Danielle, to stay. We've been doing that every executive session.
Thank you all for being here.
Absolutely, Court. Thank you.
Sorry, Joe Spear, nice meeting you.
Yes, sir. Joe, good.